Ramayana, Act 2, Chapter 5. Ram remains firm. Scene 4. Ram's instructions on the path of piety. Bharat realized that Rama was only acting with philosophical understanding. He knew that Rama could not possibly act outside the codes of religion or morality. Nonetheless, Bharata was himself still doubtful about the justice of Rama's exile. He spoke to Ram in order to clear his own doubts. Were it not for moral codes, I would have surely slain my sinful mother. But how did the king allow himself to fall under her sway? Whether due to infatuation or foolishness, our father acted wrongly. As his sons, is it not our duty to correct his mistakes? Surely this is the proper religious path for an honest and worthy son. Bharata turned and indicated that the people gather around closer. All these people need your protection. This is the duty of rulers according to scripture. Nowhere is the duty of a ruler stated as being life in the forest. Now, march back to Ayodhya at the head of this vast army. Let your friends feel joy today and your enemies run frightened in all directions. O Rama, if you resolve to stay here, then you shall find me by your side. I can by no means find in myself the strength to rule in your absence. Bharata sat with his head bowed. Everyone was enthralled by the conversation between the two royal brothers, and they became simultaneously joyful to witness his firm resolve and disconsolate to realize that Ram would not be returning to Ayodhya. Ram replied to Bharat in a solemn voice. All his life, our father followed the path of piety. This is widely known. Impiety would not have been possible for that truthful man. When our father accepted Kaikeyi's hand, he promised her father, as the bride price, that her son would inherit the kingdom. Furthermore, sworn under solemn oath by Kaikeyi, the king has promised you the kingdom and ordered me to go to the forest. Whatever the reasons may be, this was the king's promise. If that promise is broken, our father will be liable for sinful reactions. Our duty as his sons is to fulfill his promise and thereby save him. No other course is possible for us. Ram paused for a moment. He got down from his seat and lifted up Bharata and Shatrughna. You two should return to Ayodhya and protect the people. O Bharata, get yourself consecrated as king and then rule the earth. I shall become the emperor of wild beasts. The white umbrella should be held over your head as you ride on the royal elephant, while for my part, I shall go on foot, shielded by a canopy of trees. Leave with joy for the city, my two brothers, while I with Lakshmana will joyfully enter the forest woods. In this way, we shall preserve our father's piety. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.